Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Packing Heat, a blue-collar lover novel by Zuri Day. Narrated by Sherry Peel. Chapter 1. Why didn't you tell me about the new girl? Doug Carter barely looked up from the stack of mail he prepared for the sorter. His friend and co-worker Joey, the branch's official pretty boy playboy, was always yapping about something or other, as if he'd die if he didn't talk. It doesn't matter. I met her anyway. Good for you. What Joey needed to worry about were the two women he was juggling between the morning and afternoon tours. At times, Doug was tempted to use his supervisor status and move them both to the second tour, the one they were working right now, just to watch him squirm. You're over there being real quiet about it. Must have tried to hit on her already and been turned down. Joey palmed a priority package like a basketball and shot it into a bin. Believe that if it makes you feel better. Doug reached for another bin of mail and set it on the sorter. What man wouldn't? Thick caramel cutie with that stop traffic booty? Stop acting like you didn't try and get her phone number. I could get her number without trying if I wanted it, which I don't. I'll agree that she's attractive, but unlike you, I don't play where I get my pay. Finally learned my lesson about that. And I'm a changed man, right, Pat? The unofficial office matriarch, who'd worked at the post office for almost 40 years, at this branch for the last 15, popped a wad of gum as she passed them. I'm not even trying to be in you all's business. Joey has a better chance of walking on the moon than going out with that cute new girl, but I'm not listening to a word being said. Doug, Joey, and other nearby co-workers laughed. As Pat placed her purse in one of a row of nearby lockers and left the room. In this wide-open space with sounds easily bouncing off the high ceiling and plasterboard-covered walls, now boasting skeletons and witches for a Halloween theme, there weren't many words spoken that couldn't be heard by everyone in the back room. Pat definitely didn't miss much. She wasn't a busybody. Doug knew this for sure. But if needing advice or someone to listen, Pat was usually the go-to choice. She could hold a confidence and wasn't a backstabber. And she knew where all the post office skeletons were buried, had buried some herself. A few minutes later, the new cutie walked into the room and over to where Doug sorted mail.
Excuse me, Doug.
He turned. Hey, Janice, how's it going?
Okay, I guess.
It's going fine from what I can see. Joey turned off the processing machine and walked around the long steel table over to where Doug and Jan were conversing. His obvious flirtation went unnoticed, at least by the one for whom it was intended.
Is there a certain time for breaks? Jan asked. Or should I coordinate with the others at the counter?
There's no specified time. Is Pat back up there?
Yes.
Then just make sure she knows you're leaving.
Okay. And I prefer being called Jan, remember?
Oh, right. Sorry about that.
No problem.
She smiled, revealing half-moon dimples on each cheek. Doug found himself wondering if there were dimples in other places, then mentally chastised himself for the thought. Joey refused to be ignored. Jan Baker, right?
Yes.
See, unlike my co-worker, I remember the important things. If that were true, you'd remember to keep your mouth shut. Doug's retort was immediate, with perfect aim. Only the chuckle that followed made it less deadly.
You'd better listen to him, Joey.
The sugar-coated voice of another co-worker standing two tables over was paired with an impish smile as she turned around.
When it comes to anything involving the mouth, Doug knows what he's talking about.
Doug's smile faded. Never could keep our business private. That's why being...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?